BBC Three presents. A woman is having her makeup touched up.
Right, guys, we're shooting now, so everyone that doesn't need to be.
An older woman ducks behind Jessie Nelson, member of the group Little Mix.
My mum is terrified about me making this documentary.
Do you want to put them out of the
room? She cried the other day. Mum? Oh, you've got... My mum is so protective.
Oscar, come on in. Come on in.
I think that it terrifies her knowing that I could go back to the person I used to be 5 years ago.
In 2011, I was on X Factor. I was put into a girl group called Little Mix, and we were all told that we had to have social media. And it completely changed my life.
Comments reading, fat singing whale, the fat one is repulsive, and go kill yourself.
The whole world had an opinion on me, and they weren't good ones.
From the minute them comments started, it became the worst time of my life. I wasn't known as just one of the singers in Little Mix. I was known as the fat, ugly one. It literally consumed every part of me.
Oh, this is a joke! I hate costumes! Look at this! Excess material. And then, look, everyone's going to think I've got rolls. And it's not rolls, it's just extra material.
You've got rolls?
Yes, it is, look!
I hit such a low point in my life that I just stopped turning up for work.
Little Mix's Jessie Nelson had to cancel at the very last minute. One user wrote, quote, kill your self.
What they said to me still affects me now.
I just look shit and uncomfortable. I just look like a fat, ugly rat.
This is something I've wanted since being a little girl, until these bullies did what they did. It doesn't matter whether you're in the public eye or not. You cannot get away from social media, and it's ruining a lot of people's lives.
And the comments, people were telling me to, like, kill myself.
We all need to talk more about how this is really making us feel.
Jessie Nelson, Odd One Out.
Where's my Jessica? Come here. Come here. Oh, have a date.
As a kid, I just always wanted to be in front of the camera. I just loved entertaining people. And so, it sounds bad, but when I was at school, there was no other way for me. There was no fallback. It was either I perform or I guess I'll be skinned for the rest of my life.
Running in and out my life.
I've always been obsessed with X Factor. Like, I just love it. So when I was a barmaid, I constantly used to watch it in the bar and just think, I know I can win that. And I genuinely believe that if you can envision something, you can make it happen.
Can you go for a little walk? Come on in.
Oh, God. He's off already.
Come on, Oscar.
Being in Little Mix is just the best thing that's ever, ever happened to me. This is my awards and my achievements. If I am having a down day, I do like to just casually pop up here and look at what I've achieved. This is probably one of my favourites, you know, out of all the awards that we have. This isn't an award, this is like a little memorabilia of when we did One Love Manchester. As much as, like a horrific incident had happened, everyone was in such good spirits, and I think that's when you feel incredibly lucky to be in this industry, because you really see how much your music affects people. Because sometimes I forget that I am in a girl band who's done, like, quite well. And then when I come up here, I'm like, I've done quite good for myself. Girl who come from Dagenham, he was a barmaid. Yeah.
A train, then washing on a line. Jessie's mum, Jan.
Jessie's in the middle. Then there's her elder sister, Jade, elder brother, Johnny, and then a younger brother, Joe. more or less brought them up myself since they were younger. I split with their dad. I remember moved away and we rented a house. I bought mattresses, we just slept on mattresses, couldn't afford a fridge. So I used to put the milk out in the garden, get some ice and put it out in the garden. It was like that for a long time. I remember being a teal and, you know, one of them annoying people when you're... And I know I was that person. I'd get it and not add it up properly and then it'd come too much and I'd be put that back. And you see people in the queue talking at you, wouldn't they, because you take... But that's how it was, you know. I found it hard to get out of that habit as well. I'm still quite tight now.
Mummy!
Hello, darling.
You all right?
You OK?
Ooh.
You OK, Mama?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Can I take my shoes off?
Yeah. Jessie lives nearby, so that's... All my kids live nearby, really, so I see her as much as I can. A bit too much, probably. I'm a bit of an overprotective mum, really, I think, especially where Jess is concerned because of what's happened in the past. I can't let go, really. I don't know, I should.
Did you get any old photos?
Oh, yeah, I'll get
Did them. You? Yeah. From when? How old?
Oh, when you're a baby.
Oh, my God, I look like a Cabbage Patch doll. Why is my head so big and round? I mean, my attire wasn't helping.
These. You look your most stunning.
I just always wanted to make people laugh, didn't I?
I know.
So I'd make you take me to this joke shop where I could just buy all the weirdest things to make people laugh and I'd just walk around with these teeth in all the time. I was such a strange child.
But look, how innocent. You're all sweet and innocent here, look.
If my mum could, she would have me go back to looking like this.
Of course I would, yeah, look. Sometimes I want to tell you for your own sake, I think my makeup is too much. Like, your eyelashes are too long and you don't need to do all that. You just don't need to do
it
because
like
natural is the best.
Yes, Mum, but I'm also a woman now and I enjoy makeup. I like it. Most girls like makeup, Mum, and like doing themselves up. I enjoy that.
I wish you could see you how I see you with no makeup on because I just think you look lovely. Because I always say I just wish it was back to normal and could have life back as it was. And have my little funny little Jess back. I am so proud, and when I watch on stage, I still get excited, you know, I'm the loudest cheering in the crowd. but as much as I love all that, and people like, if people must think, how can you say that? If I could have back my Jess as she was before, I'd change it like that. Yeah, not have the X Factor, not have any of that. Because I miss her. I just feel like I've kind of lost Jess to social media. They're like just addicted to what people are saying.
Jessie has her hair styled in front of a mirror.
As a kid, I was very, very confident. I never had any issues with the way I looked, with my weight. Until everything changed.
The winner of the X Factor 2011 is Little Mix.
The night we won X Factor, everyone was just literally on cloud nine. And I remember going back to the hotel room with Leanne. And I remember, I think I had about 101 inbox messages on my Facebook. And I remember clicking on it. And the first one that come up was from, I don't know who it was, some random man. And he was like, you are the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. You do not deserve to be in this girl band. How on earth were you ever put in this girl band? You deserve to die. And I remember thinking, how have I just won the X Factor and all I want to do is go home and just go back to being a barmaid? I just wanted to just go back to my normal life. And I just was like, there's nothing I can do about this now. I'm in it.
Let's go, jab. 2, 4. Good, nice. Double jab.
From the minute them comments started, it just got worse and worse, and it just spiraled out of control. I've never looked at myself and thought that I was abnormal looking. And that's how I was made to feel.
I'm her big sister, so
It hurt, obviously, seeing her so hurt. When the bullying was really bad, she became very withdrawn. Couldn't really have much conversation with her, and normally she'd be, like, the chattiest person in the world. It just wasn't nice to see.
Jessie's sister, Jade.
Back then, I used to read these and just cry myself to sleep. Bless Jessie, hashtag Little Mix. She's trying to look like the rest. Well, stop, you're fat and you look like a chipmunk. Jessie is getting fatter each week. Jessie has lost a lot of weight. They probably could have made a fifth member with everything that has been sucked out of her. She's been at the picking mix. Little Mix, four members, five chins. Fat people should not wear tight leggings. Just look at Jessie from Little Mix. The fat woman from Little Mix looks like Miss Piggy from the Muppets. I just worked out if you shave Jessie's head from Little Mix, she looks exactly like E.T.
More cruel comments.
From the minute I won X Factor, I was a different girl. I wasn't Jessie, the barmaid, like the happy, confident girl that I used to be. I was this vulnerable, nervous wreck the whole time.
God, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, shit is that I could not change my mindset. I couldn't make myself happy. When we do interviews, everyone says, oh, do you ever watch your... Everyone says, do you ever watch old videos back of you when you're on X Factor? And I can't. Like, I actually, like, can't watch them back because it just makes me so sad. And it's a time of my life that I will never get back.
Jessie's in the back of a car.
My brain started to believe everything that people were saying about me.
She said people send pictures of, like, my body and put a monster's head on the body. She said, and now, should I look in the mirror and I don't see me anymore. I just see, like, I literally see, like, a monster looking back at me. She said, and everyone says that, so I must look like that.
I felt embarrassed. I felt ashamed. It got so bad to the point where I couldn't even bring myself to get out of bed in the morning and I just stopped turning up for work. I remember getting pulled into an office by someone I worked with at the time, and they said, this can't continue. I think you need to go on antidepressants. And I remember thinking, why should I go on antidepressants because of what people are saying about me?
Standing on a wooden jetty, Jessie gazes out across the Thames. Waves wash over golden sand. Los Angeles 2019. The band members are sharing a car and Jessie is holding up her phone to record them all.
Tell me what you know about me. Welcome to the city where it's free. You know I'll be thinking about
it. We are here because we are going to record our brand new single.
Yeah!
They're excited.
Point.
Yeah!
It's on point.
Don't hate me, but I feel like I could do my bit better.
Man, you're crazy.
Fruit,
when I'm listening to it, I'm like, I know I can do better than that.
What?
You're perfect on that. Like, that record is a vibe.
Okay.
100%.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like I'm really lazy and it just sounds a bit nothing-y.
She's very pity.
The ladies head back into the studio.
Are you ready? What's going on? Are you ready? Are you ready?
She is a little bit of a nightmare when it comes to, like, video shoots and photo shoots and approving things, and it has been a bit hard within the group.
Are you ready?
Right, I feel more pressure with you today. I'm so sorry. That's so annoying. I'm so, so sorry.
I think people don't realise the effects of what bullying and trolling can actually do to someone. The trolls took away, like, her love for it and, like, her passion. But how does she get that back? How does she go back to feeling confident and feeling amazing, like, from all that shit that happened to her?
Jessie films herself at the studio, then lowers her phone, saying, I look like a witch.
The three of us, like, as our mates, just didn't know what to do and just had to sort of watch this amazing, funny girl sort of become a bit like a broken doll. It was horrible.
We didn't have a control over what people were saying about her in the press and in the magazines and on social media. And you can't hide her from the world. It was a constant thing that just kept eating away at her and eating away at her. And then it got to the point where she literally, I don't think she could handle it anymore.
Band member Perry Edwards.
I think it might have been 2013 when I'd lost quite a bit of weight. We were going back on X Factor to perform our new single. And I didn't give a shit if the performance was going to be good. All I cared about was people seeing me and going, oh, she looks good, she's lost weight. Like, that's all I wanted people to say when they saw the performance. And I just literally, I starved myself for a week. I didn't eat anything, so I thought, if I eat, then I'm going to put on weight and then people are going to call me fat. And then the next day, the first interview that we had, the lady come in and she said, have you seen what's been said about you online, Jessie? Katie Hopkins just basically called you fat. All I remember feeling at that time was, what's the fucking point? I've just starved myself for a week and I'm still getting called fat. So I could be the skinniest girl in the world and this is never going to go away. And that was the pinnacle point for me when I got severely, severely depressed and it just spiralled out of control. And I remember being in a restaurant with my mum. I just kept looking around. I was just on edge the whole time because I just kept thinking people were talking about me. And I remember my mum saying, oh, Jessie, what's wrong with you? She was like, just relax. I was just didn't want to be there because I was just so worried about everyone else around me. And I remember leaving and I went home. And I just sat in bed and I was just crying, thinking, this is never, sorry, I just remember thinking, this is never going to go. Like, I'm going to constantly wake up and just feel sad for the rest of my life. So what is the point in being here? Like, there's no point waking up and feeling sad every day because I physically couldn't tolerate the pain anymore. That it felt like the only way I can describe the pain is that it feels like if you've ever been heartbroken in your life, is it just feels like constantly feeling heartbroken. And I remember thinking, I just need to make this go away. And it was the first time I thought, I'm gonna do this. Like, I'm just gonna end this. And I just remember going to the kitchen and I just took as many tablets as I could.
An avenue of tall trees.
And then I just laid in bed for ages. And I just kept thinking, like, just let it happen, just hurry up, just let it happen. Like, and then I remember my ex who was with me at the time, I remember he woke up and he was like, why are you crying? Why are you crying? And I just kept saying, I just want to die. I just want to die. And he was like, why are you saying that for? Why are you saying that? And I was like, because I do. I just want it to go away. And he, like, was, like, trying to make me be sick in the bathroom. And then, and then the ambulance came. I remember the doctor said to me, you're so lucky that you didn't take any more. It was like, because that would have been it. You could have done severe, severe damage to yourself.
Jessie's bandmate, Jade Thirlwaller.
I remember feeling really angry at all those people. And I wanted to just find every single person that I'd ever said anything horrible to her and just look them in the eye and say, like, look what you've done to this girl. Because every single person that said something should have been held accountable for making her feel like that.
That was just horrible, knowing your child's done that. And you know what the worst thing was? Was knowing she was, like, literally, she lived 3 minutes walk from me, so I was probably in bed, and she had done that to herself. And knowing you're... it's just horrible. And knowing... Can we stop there, please? Can we stop? Yeah, it's just, it's just horrible, and you're just lying there going to sleep, and, you know, one of your children are trying to kill themselves. And just felt like a bad mum, really.
Jessie is on a train.
When you're in that state of mind, all you care about is just taking that pain away. You don't ever... that sounds so bad to say, but you don't think about the people that you're going to leave behind. You just want the physical pain that you're feeling to stop.
We'll be travelling to Preston.
I feel so glad that I'm still here, but I know that cyberbullying and trolling has had a devastating effect on young people and their families all over the country. I'm going to meet the parents of a young girl who, like me, was targeted online.
Hello. I'm Estella.
Nowadays, whether you're famous or not, you cannot get away from social media. And for Sian Waterhouse, it was all too much. Just over a year ago, she took her own life. She was only 16 years old.
Hello.
Hi to you. Hi. I'm Anne, Sian's mum.
Lovely. I'll give you a cuddle. Yeah. Hello, lovely to meet you. Hi,
this is Sian's dad.
Hello, Jessie. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for seeing me and talking to me today. Can you tell me about Sian?
I can describe her as a female human version of Tigger. Because she just bounced and skipped wherever she went.
Yeah.
And it was lovely to see. She was always, like, in her own little world.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Always smiling. Always was smiling. She always made friends easy.
There are photos of Sian all over the house.
That's her swimming with her.
Oh,
the
that's
dolphins.
Such a gorgeous picture.
And that's her last school picture.
Oh, my God, she's stunning.
Yeah. But I don't think she really believed how beautiful she was.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't see what we saw, you know.
Was it her looks and her appearance that she was bullied for?
Yeah, I think so. Mainly when she came home or late at night.
Right.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Group chats.
It's awful.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Did you notice the difference in her as a person and her confidence?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She wouldn't go out much. She'd rather be at home in a bedroom. And
yeah, where she feels safe.
Yeah, she did.
Jessie follows Anne upstairs.
It's exactly as she left it. Makeup, everything everywhere. Even her boots are still there.
Oh,
so it's just the first door up there.
Thank you.
Jessie heads up another flight of stairs to Sian's room. Mm. The bed is unmade, and there are a number of photos pinned to the wall, which Jessie takes a closer look at. Jessie breaks down after looking at the images of Sian posing with friends.
It's just so frustrating to see these pictures of her because she's obviously was such a gorgeous, happy girl, and to think that these people just completely took that away from her and made her that sad that she wanted to do this. Like, the fact that her mum can't even come up into her room just makes me feel so sad. Like, she'll never ever see her little girl again. I just think these people just have no idea the effect that it has on people. I don't want to be here anymore.
Jessie starts to make her way downstairs, then says, I don't want her mum to see me cry, so she sits down and wipes away the tears from beneath her eyes.
It's really weird going into a room where nothing's been touched, like, everything's still the same. It's weird, I feel like she's still there, it's really strange. Like, it looks like how, like, I leave my room. And I think people say things and don't even realise the effect that it's going to have on someone.
Right.
Oh, give me a cuddle. Right. Oh, man.
I just think she's at peace now and...
Yeah.
Nobody can hurt her.
Yeah, that's the way you've
got to see it. As hard as it is,
yeah.
You know, I just... I do feel her here. You know, I'll come down in the morning and I'll shout, morning, Sian.
What do you think can be done to stop this from happening to other young people? Do you think that social media have a responsibility, like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter? Because obviously anyone can go on there and say whatever they like.
Yeah, I think there should be a lot more. I mean, this last time they made a false account up of Sian's back from the dead.
Oh, my God.
And there were some really awful things. So me and Pud went to the police about it.
Yeah.
And even the police said, we don't even have a phone number for Facebook. He says, it'll be a false account, so you can't trace it. I've tried getting in touch with Facebook because when they did these nasty accounts...
Yeah.
Sian's proper Facebook got took down as well.
Right.
So I've, like, messaged Facebook time and time, asking them if they could reactivate it, as I've got...
Yeah.
Pictures. She's got pictures on there. We've got messages. And they don't even respond. Everything around, like here, it's what people brought me. I mean, I've been lucky. We've all stuck together.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you need to with something like this. Mm-hmm. Her friend set up a balloon release on the promenade.
Yeah.
Which is... That was all the balloons that were released. And people also painted pink pebbles.
Yeah.
And put them all over the wall.
Amazing.
Now you're safe up high, shoulder to shoulder with angels you fly. No one can touch you in your resting place, and no one can hurt you now that you're safe. I wake each morning to start a new day, but the pain of losing you never goes away. I want to call you and just hear your voice, then I remember that I have no choice. Someday I know all will be well, and I'll see you again with stories to tell. Until then, my memories of you I'll keep near, and I'll pass them on to those who are dear. I miss you, Sian, and I wish you were still here.
Oh, sorry for getting upset. Can I give you a cuddle?
Sure.
I'm sorry. I feel like it's so weird. I feel like even just you talking about it, I feel like I know, and it's really sad. I just think you were so brave. You and Anna are so brave.
A plaque on a bench dedicated to Sian.
I don't think I've ever met two parents as incredible and as strong as Sian's parents. And for me, that, like, really, really hit home. I had the opportunity to overcome all of the trolling that I suffered. But what I find so incredibly devastating is that Sian never got that opportunity.
A bus crossing a bridge spanning the Thames, then London pedestrians and traffic.
We just live in a social media-obsessed world now, and I find that so scary because now kids growing up don't know any different. It's so important to teach kids at a young age and make them aware that bullying isn't okay and this is the effects that it has and this is what one comment can do to someone's life. I've come along to a class organised by an anti-bullying charity to see how they're teaching kids how to deal with online abuse.
Check your hands if you think social media is good. Yeah?
And this.
Yeah.
Why do you think social media is bad?
I think there's more negatives than positives, like being able to say whatever you like. Like,
yeah.
Some things may hurt other people, and the things you can't always track down who it is, and
yeah.
It's anonymous, so.
Yeah?
So why do you think social media is for the good or halfway there?
Oh, for the good. For me personally, I think it's good because I get to interact with fans,
yeah,
which is amazing. But then there's like downsides with like trolling and yeah, it's just quite negative sometimes.
Yeah, it's quite mixed, isn't it, yeah, social media? You can have the good sides, but also yeah, the quite the negative sides. Yeah, thank you. So I'm going to talk to you a bit about the bystander effect. So a bystander is someone who sees or knows about bullying or other forms of violence that is happening to someone else, but takes no action to address it or report it.
Hannah herself was bullied from a very young age about the colour of her hair and her appearance.
These are some of the things that people have said.
Freak. Ugly.
Now she's 17, she's using her own experience to try and help protect others.
How would you help Jessie or I in this situation? What are some of the things that you could do?
You could message the person who posted a picture and said, don't listen to them, you don't really appreciate in that.
Yeah, exactly. Use positive language instead of negative language.
Why do you think these comments and post-it notes are in the pocket?
They still stay with you. Maybe they're hidden away somewhere in the back of your mind, but they still do stay.
Yeah, exactly. The words that people use, whether they choose to use them positively or negatively, they have a permanency and they stick with us, exactly.
I found being in that class really inspiring. I loved how many kids wanted to learn about how to stop bullying and how to help other kids at school. I just feel like if I'd have had that at school, it might have, yeah, helped me a lot more.
Yes. Hi. Hannah's invited me to meet a group of other young people who have also been targeted by online bullies.
I think it's like really important that you are here today and doing this. I know that a lot of you have been through your own things, and I thought it'd be nice for us all to share our own experiences with each other.
Yeah.
So glad to hear that.
So I don't mind kicking this off. So like when I was younger in school, like talking 13, 14, it was a lot of like texting, the anonymous calls. Literally, you're a fat fuck, there's no point you in being here, you're just eating all the food supplies, and that's literally just, it was on and on and on.
I would get DMs from random people I don't know from wherever, and they'd be pictures or videos of really explicit content. Men performing acts over pictures of mine or videos of mine, and just be like, oh, this is what you deserve. You're just there to be used.
I've been picked on because of like my height, and I'm very skinny. So like I've like went to the gym for like a long time to try and get myself like a little bit bigger, and because I thought that was like the best way to look because of like that's what society wants. Yeah. But then at the end of the day, there are people out there that like are happy with the way I look, and I should be happy with the way I look as
well. Yeah. I got told that my face is very deformed and that I should chop my head off so that they don't have to look at me anymore.
It was only actually a few weeks ago someone said to me that I've gained a lot of weight and that if I could just control it, I'd be pretty again. Oh, but I was bullied online when I was about 18 by my ex's friends. And one day I had enough and I told them, you know, stop bullying me, otherwise I'm going to go to the police. And they said, just go kill yourself. And I'm not embarrassed now to say that I did try and kill myself, and I'm glad I'm still here. Mm.
And the comments, people were telling me to, like, kill myself, to cut myself more, to starve myself to death, and I was very suicidal. I just think it's really important that you're all here because I wish I had people like you when I was that, like, age, because nobody spoke about that in school. No one talked about bullying or how to keep yourself safe online, and I just think you're all inspiring.
Does it help you seeing that it's not just
people, oh my god, yeah, absolutely.
This sort of celebrity limelight, they get it.
It's, yeah.
It's exactly like us who are just normal and like, mm-hmm. like we still get the exact yeah. same abuse.
Most of the group that I met were bullied because of their appearance, and they were harassed because of how society thinks they should look.
Jessie hugs each member of the support group.
I find it really sad that society is just so fixated and obsessed with the way that people look. it's not about people's talents or intelligence anymore. It's all about the way you look. There's nothing else.
Here we go. Let's rock out, please.
Hold your poses and sing.
Thank you, boss.
So, yeah, do you want to strike a few poses?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
I know that some people think Little Mix might be a part of the problem, and I would hate to think that, because I want women to feel stronger and empowered, not weaker. So we're
on set of our brand new music video, Bounce Back.
And I know that people look up to pop stars like us and feel under pressure to look as good as we do in our music videos. But that's after hours and hours of hair and makeup and lighting.
Cinch me in!
I was like, well, there's no black buttons on it.
I feel like Rose in Titanic.
For me personally, I still feel a lot of pressure to look good all the time. It's really weird. I've never, ever, ever, ever liked doing music videos.
It's a lot of pressure to look good, that's why.
I think that's why it is. There's a lot of pressure to look good in music videos. And so if you don't feel good, it's really hard to, like, pretend to feel amazing.
Good
if that makes
shout,
sense.
But... Have you got anxiety now?
Yeah,
I hate it.
Here we go.
I know there's probably lots of people that think, oh, God, shut up, you're such a diva. And I know I'm not a diva, it's just a guard that I put up because I'm trying to protect myself. If I don't look good, when people watch that, that's then going to cause people to then say nasty things about me. That scares me, having that feeling again of being feeling weak and going back to that person I used to be. And I really wish that I could just not care. Like, I just feel awkward and uncomfortable. I just want to perform and be myself.
Yeah.
So I just look shit and uncomfortable. I just look like a fat, ugly rat.
You look tiny.
It's weird because the more you compliment her and the more you try to tell her that she looks incredible, the more she's like, no, I don't. And, like, she's adamant.
True. What did you think when you watched that back then?
How you do? I despise myself, as per usual. It's very rare occasions I like myself in videos.
Everyone says to you she looks like a goddess, but she won't be told.
There's no telling her.
There is no telling the Nelson.
Right, come on, round two, please. When I look back at old photos of me when I'm younger, like, I didn't care about the way I looked, I didn't care what people thought of me. And then social media came into my life and I became a completely different person. And I think you can tell that from my pictures now. I can't deny that I do post pictures for other people's approval, and I don't know why. I know that I've got issues with the way that I look. But it's only now that I feel I can properly talk about it. I'm going to go see a body image specialist called Liz Ritchie, who works with people like me. I find a lot of comments online about me now are that I wear too much makeup. Mm. What do you think about that?
As long as you know and you're content with the fact that you were doing it for you...
Yeah.
Then that's absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. I would maybe question, who is Jessie behind the makeup? So looking through your Instagram post, Jessie, these photographs are so perfect. They're absolutely amazing. How do you feel when you post on Instagram? Do you feel that you need to post something that really looks good?
Most of the time, yeah. Because of the way that I'm supposed to look now.
Right.
And that's been drilled into my head.
So it's other people's expectations.
Yeah. I can't just post a picture of me where I don't look perfect.
Mm. Is it something about other people validating you?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. It scares me going back to being that girl again, of being the fat one, the ugly one in the group.
Mm.
I don't like that, Jessie. Like, I literally, like... I used to get such a, like... I used to get such anxiety if I'd get in a relationship with someone. I'd get such anxiety if they were to, like, Google me. because I just think, oh my God, you're going to see the old Jessie, and that's the Jessie that everyone hated. And does that mean that you're going to be put off by that?
Mm.
Which is a really weird way of thinking.
Well, no, it isn't. But younger Jessie, she doesn't really want to be kind of left behind as if, you know, that didn't matter, that wasn't important, because she's so important to you.
Yeah.
Because your creative persona, which is amazing, is something that it serves a purpose. But your reality is Jessie before X Factor. Mm-hmm. That's the person that you need to connect with and that will give you all of the right advice.
Jessie is walking along a path through woodland.
As a result of the trolling, I really do think that Jessie had to protect herself. So she had to create an image, or what I would call a mask, to hide behind. And she perfected that mask. And it was what she perceived to be effective and what the media wanted.
I have shut away the old Jessie for such a long time because I've just felt that I need to be this new Jessie that... I've felt like I've had to be this new Jessie that everyone likes because everyone hated the old Jessie. What Liz really made me realise is that I loved that Jessie. And I can't just love this Jessie. I've got to love every part of me.
Tears glisten in her eyes. Now she's walking hand in hand along a pier with a bearded man.
Oh, it's cold.
Yeah, lovely south end, isn't it? lovely weather. I actually quite like it.
Do you actually?
Well, there's a lot of people windsurf. You don't see that in Brighton, do you?
No. I always used to come here as a kid, though.
Did you?
Yeah, loved it.
What, with your mum?
Yeah, Peter Pan's playground.
Where's that?
Over there.
Should we go there?
Always
after?
On the rides.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been dating Jessie since officially the 24th of February, but she thinks it was the 16th of January, so that was when we went on our first date. So, yeah, about 4 months up to now. When I first obviously started spending a lot more time with her, especially staying around her house, I noticed that she had many insecurities. There'd be obviously times where she wouldn't let me see her physically without makeup, especially for the first sort of 4 or 5 times where I come around here, we go on dates and stuff. She'd get up in the morning, almost before like crack of dawn, to make sure she was out of bed and putting makeup on, and she got back into bed with a full face of makeup. So I used to look at her and think she woke up like that, but she didn't. She was just like pre-prepared and getting up in the morning. But that again was purely her insecurity to not having makeup on. This is why she obviously can't, I say she can't go out in public, she doesn't really go out in public at all without any makeup on. She feels more comfortable as a human being wearing it, and that's fair enough. What's your favourite shop around here?
Anywhere that does food.
Yeah, fish and chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, you love a bit of cod and chips, don't you? A bit of mayonnaise. Lovely. She'll never wash her hair any time when I'm around because it goes frizzy. She's naturally got this proper frizzy hair. So I have to come to the fridge just to see it, and this is the photo. And I love it, because that is her. And that's her with a fresh face, no makeup. So sometimes, yeah, I do just come out my way. I don't want a cup of tea, but I'll say I'm going to the kitchen, so I just want to look at it for a few minutes. And I'll stand here and I'll go back in. She'll say, where's your tea? And I'll say, I weren't that thirsty, to be honest. There's another one there, she's got frizzy hair there as well.
On the pier.
Are you like very self-critical?
Yeah, I'm the most self-critical person ever.
But I don't know why, look at you.
Oh, shut up.
No, you do. You have this aura. It's like a bit of a glow. if you look at her eyes, they're like...
Oh, my God, stop.
They're like golf balls, they're beautiful.
She's got like
a model's jawline. I love this picture. It comes in here, and then the chin is very prominent.
Precision.
She's got fantastic lips. Her eyebrows are brilliant. Like, her forehead, like, everything about it. And you got good ears.
Oh, thank you. Very observant.
I think one day it'll click and she'll look at herself and see that, you know, she is beautiful and she is unbelievable. And she doesn't see that when she takes her makeup off. That's what I tell her every night.
Do my eyes really look like golf balls?
Yeah, they're lovely. They're fucking incredible eyes. Proper golf balls.
Right, I don't want golf ball eyes.
No, golf ball eyes, like a Titleist Pro V1.
Like big
and bold cat's
no,
eyes.
I want nice
Catwoman.
I want...
That is nice. Right, golf
Catwoman
ball
and
eyes.
Golf ball eyes are completely different.
Oh, it's lovely.
My trauma does really run deep, and I may not ever really recover properly. But Liz mentioned that I really do need to reconnect with my old self, which I hate doing. And I just feel like that's just stupid. Like, what? That's silly that I can't do that. So I felt like if I was to meet with Liz again, maybe that's something I can try and get over, like, start looking at old pictures and clips again so that I can truly be happy within myself.
The sun gleams in the pale blue sky. Jessie is with Liz.
How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
How's it been since I last saw you?
Really good. Weirdly, yeah. Like, you said some things to me about, like, reconnecting with my old self. I've never really thought about it like that.
Yeah.
I think because it was such a negative experience and time for me that I just would wanted to get rid of it altogether.
Well, that was such a significant time in your life. And you're saying I didn't like that time.
Yeah.
I didn't like me. And within that process, you started to reject that Jessie.
Mm-hmm.
In light of what we've just been talking about, I'm just really interested in how you feel when you look at these photographs.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So, this is very young Jessie.
Yeah. See, this
very
one makes me
gorgeous.
Happy. I have no cares or worries.
Why does that make
you
happy?
Because I didn't have any cares or worries. No one had an opinion on me then.
Mm.
Oh! Oh, yes.
Is this pre-X Factor?
This is X Factor.
During X Factor. OK, so there's a shift occurring now because we're going into X Factor territory.
Yeah.
OK? How were you feeling then? Can you remember?
Just really sad.
But then, if you were told at this point in your life...
Yeah.
..that you were going to be doing this...
Yeah. Like, that's all my dreams come true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And would you have thought at this age, when you actually reach your dream, that you would have been unhappy?
Absolutely not.
Would you be OK looking at some old footage of the X Factor days?
Liz has opened up a laptop.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Let's
We're going
do
to
it.
Do this with kindness.
OK.
Yeah?
This competition means everything. I just have found my three best friends. Can be with these girls. It's changed my life.
Is that difficult to watch?
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, I don't know why I'm getting upset.
It's still a little hard to say.
Right, that's enough.
How does that make you feel?
Because that, like, when everyone else watches that back, they relive a time of their life which was the best experience of their life. And that night, all I remember doing was just thinking, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't care about winning.
Yeah.
I didn't care about anything. I just wanted to go home and be with my family and just hide away.
Yeah. But you actually managed to get over that.
Yeah.
You managed to push through that, and you're here today.
Yeah.
You found strength from somewhere to do what you've done since then.
Yeah.
What was that? What did you catch? What did you hold on to?
Believing in myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 That's huge. That's such a big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing that got you here, that self-acceptance, that self-belief. You have to look back at that and think, that is an achievement.
Yeah.
You suddenly didn't hop from being an X Factor to where you are today.
Yeah.
There's lots in the middle that you did.
Yeah.
And you did that as X Factor Jessie.
Yeah, so true.
So you said to me, I don't like that Jessie, but she did so much for you.
I know, and I never... It's so weird, I never see it like that either. I'm like, that Jessie bloody got me to where I am.
Yeah.
And yet, like, I disliked her so much all because of how people made me feel.
Yes, but that was the external influences. Mm. That was not your internal influences. Yeah. You were an evolution of her.
Yeah.
She enabled your progress.
Mm. So she weren't that bad.
She wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Thank you, Liz. Mm. You're so lovely. Thank you so much. You really helped me.
That was the first time I've ever watched anything from X Factor. And I know it was only a few seconds, but for me, that's huge progress.
Come on, Oscar. And I don't think I will ever be the same again, but what I do know is that I'm getting better.
He's got what?
My mum was so scared about me making this documentary, and I think she's realised a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. And I've learnt so much about myself.
Jessie's with her mum.
I think you've come so far now. It's made you more...
Be stronger.
Yeah, much stronger, yeah. Stronger now than even 6 months ago, a year ago. Yeah. A lot different.
And I also think that through meeting other people that have gone through a similar situation that I have, that's helped me a lot, like knowing that I wasn't on my own, and I'm not on my own. Like, everyone goes through it. Mm. And I've really learned that when you talk about stuff that makes you feel low and feel down, the more you talk about it, it's like throwing it... I know it sounds stupid, like throwing it away and getting rid of it, and, like, you become stronger. And I just think, because I know I've got such a big fan base, and I like social media, there's some parts I hate about, I think if I've got that platform, I can use that to, like, help other young people who are feeling, like, rubbish in themselves or feeling really low and down. Do you know what I mean?
I'm just so proud of you, Jess. I don't think you realise how proud I am of what you've done from the beginning right up to now.
Thanks, Mama.
Oh, thank you, Mama.
Jessie, who has allowed her hair to revert to its natural curls, shares a hug with her Mama.
I know that Liz did say to me that my Instagram looks very perfect and my pictures are perfect. So today I am posting an old picture of me from X Factor, and this was the day after we won the final. Should have been the happiest day of my life. And what's really sad is that the other three girls sitting next to me were literally living their dream, and this was the day that I remembered feeling like the whole world hated me. The thought of doing that 6 months ago would have given me so much anxiety, and I just, no, never in a million years. I couldn't have done it. So along with this photo, I am going to write out a message which will hopefully help other people who are going through what I was feeling. Because I just think if they can see this and think, God, she was feeling exactly how I am, then hopefully they know that they can get through it too.
I'm really pleased she's going to do that, and I think it's just a massive achievement, and she's come so far. I'm definitely seeing, like, little signs of the old Jess come back, and I can't wait. I'm so excited.
6 months ago, this girl was someone I just wanted to forget. I wanted to erase her from my mind and everyone else's memory. I didn't see her as Jessie. I saw her as the fat one from Little Mix. I hated her. Not because she'd ever done anything bad, but because I was made to hate her by endless amounts of trolling. Please, if you're feeling how I did, speak about it, because there's always help out there. If you'd have told that girl one day you won't feel sad anymore, I'd have never have believed you, and here I am. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't see Jessie the fat one. I see Jessie the happy one. Right. 3, 2, 1... Yay! She's up for the world! Oh, Jesus Christ.
I've got 18 comments already.
They're all just so lovely. You have inspired me so much and have given me so much confidence, and I'm so thankful for that. I've been dealing with the same thing for as long as I can remember, but I find this post very inspiring. Thank you, Jessie, for sharing this, and thank you for everything you're doing for your fans. Jade's commented and said, I can't wait for the world to see your journey. I'm so, so proud of you and how far you've come. I love you so much, and more importantly, I love how much you've grown to love you.
You stole the love that I saved for myself, and I watched you give it to someone.
I feel like I've come on such a journey, and I feel like I've taken something so positive from that horrible time. I just hope that for anyone watching this, they can see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and if I can do it, then so can you.
Jessie poses for photos with fans.
If I could give my younger self any advice, it would be just that I promise one day you're going to be happy again.
Am I still not?
7 in 10 young people have experienced cyberbullying. 26% of young people who have been cyberbullied report feeling suicidal.
My life turned out. Sorry for the smile I'm wearing now.
Details of organisations offering information and support with body image, mental health or feelings of despair are available on the Action Line pages of the BBC website.